Hi everyone, Mark Edwards here. I decided to do a quick podcast because I haven't done one for a while. I had a long chat with one of our scouts last night, Ashley, and then I was reading an article this morning and I decided that I could do a podcast about a few items. So the article I read was actually Bob McKenzie's ranking article, which was released prior to the U18, but I actually had never really taken a close look. I took a quick look at the list back then the day it was released. But I never read the article. I was in the middle of something that day and just never got back to it. But this morning I read the article that accompanied the list. So a few things I'll comment on, plus some other news items to mention. So just quickly, the OHL draft, it's fast approaching. It goes June 4th and 5th with the Sudbury Wolves picking first overall after winning the draft lottery. Oshawa's picking next, by the way, with Guelph, Windsor, and then Kingston picks coming up after that. Kingston picks fifth. Our OHL draft scouts are working hard to complete our 2021 OHL draft guide. We're trying to get it finished up as soon as we can here and hope to get it released before next Friday, which is May 28th. I'll spoil the number one ranked player on our list. It's Cal Ritchie, a forward with the Oakville Rangers. I saw him for the first time way back in the fall, and there was probably around 40 scouts watching that night, actually, which was the full attendance because parents were not allowed in the rink all season. I don't do much OHL draft scouting for us anymore, but that night, myself and one of our scouts, Ben Whittle, and I had a chance to see a lot of the high-end prospects for this year's OHL draft. One thing I noticed right away was that many of the players possess traits that will give them a chance to be selected in a couple of years for the NHL draft as well. So that was a positive. Another thing to mention about this year's OHL draft guide is that it will have special discounted pricing for this COVID season. So you can look for that next week when it's released. QMHL draft-wise, our guys are also working hard to put that publication together. Our 2021 QMJHL draft guide. The Q draft is later in June, and we are targeting somewhere around a mid-June-ish release date for that publication. The Q guide will also be available at a discounted price this season. Okay, so back to the NHL draft. The U18 was obviously held in Texas, and although there were a few great games, kind of was not as good an event as we've seen in previous years. Overall, just several rosters were a little weaker than usual, I think, and there were too many lopsided games. We're hoping that an NHL-approved event gets announced sometime soon that will allow some prospects who have not hit the ice this season and just give them a chance to play. One player who hasn't played, but we want to see because we have him, how could I put it, ghost-ranked. I'll call it ghost-ranked for lack of a better term. And ghost-ranked quite high, by the way, is Bryce Montgomery from the London Knights. We didn't include him on our list yet because he hasn't played, but he's a player with some big upside. Let's hope some rosters get finalized soon and hopefully that event gets official and takes place. So back to Bob's article. There was a few quotes that kind of backed up what I've heard as well this season and tons of conversations with scouts this year, obviously, as we've gone through this long year of both video and some live viewing scouting, depending on where you were watching. But a couple quotes, so I'll read a couple here. So the first scout quote was, "He does look and play like Hedman, but if you were comparing Owen Power to Hedman at the same age in his draft year, Hedman would be better than Power in pretty much every facet of the game." So that pretty much is echoed, but what scouts have been saying to me as well, and obviously voiced to Bob at the time of his list release. And then this taken from another scout's quote, "But this is not a draft where there's one dominant prospect who has the who is the unquestioned number one choice. I mean, it's close enough between Power and the other guys that you couldn't rule out someone else." Again, I like that quote because it kind of backs up just the general feel that I've been getting all season. As I talk to NHL scouts, we just don't have that slam dunk at number one this year. Is there a good chance Power goes at number one? Yeah, I think there is. But it's just not as cemented as some other years, and especially behind him as well. cemented for the 2, 3, 4, 5, even, 6, 7 spots. It's a lot more up in the air. So it just sums up the top guys for us. I can't remember us having so much discussion and different players moving around in our top 5 or 6. Plenty of players moved around in our top 6 in our old Excel sheet between our early November list and the April list that we released just prior to Bob releasing his list. Another scout quote from Bob's article: we have to be really careful not to put too much stock into 1 2-week tournament, obviously referring to the U18, one scout said. In a normal year, we've sometimes been guilty of putting too much emphasis on that April U18 World Championship, and there's going to be an even greater temptation to do it this year. Yeah, we talk about that quite often, to not, not scout 2 weeks. Because, what 2 weeks would you choose? Just going to a normal draft year, whether you picked the 2 weeks of World Junior or some random 2 weeks in October or random 2 weeks in February, you've just got to put everything as data points along the whole season, or even longer, back to 2 and sometimes 3 seasons worth of data on players. And then come up with where that player shakes out for you on your final list. So I just kind of think, this times 1,000 for us. The problem for scouts is that they're only viewing this year of several of the players was at that U18. So I think it'll be interesting to see the draft strategy of some different teams. I've heard some various views on how to approach the players with limited viewings. A few of the rankings that caught my eye, again, when it was released, literally just opened the phone and scanned down the list. Wallstedt, the goaltender, I thought Kosa had a real chance to be the top goalie on Bob's list. He's been our number one all year and has widened the gap as the season progressed for us. Ratu was surprised to see him this high. He's basically, at this point, a late pick for us. And I know several scouts who kind of see him in the same light. Not even a draft anymore for one scout I spoke to regarding Ratu. The skating is really not fantastic, and the point production has been poor for a couple straight seasons now. Othman ranked just after Pennelly. I know they were back-to-back on Bob's list, but I was still a bit surprised to see that Pennelly was ahead of Othman. Othman's skating is probably the reason for some scouts, but Othman is ahead for us. Pennelly, by the way, was 33rd on our list that we released just before the U18, which is the first spot outside our free viewing area. Harrison at 33 was really surprising for us. He didn't make our top 65. Not getting a ton of positive feedback from scouts I've spoken to since the U18 was completed either. I like him, good OHL player for us, but we don't overall like the projection when it comes to the NHL. Roman Schmidt at 55. I guess 55 on a team's list, that's kind of, a fourth or fifth rounder at best, but he's not a player who was considered for our top 65. He didn't come in to the conversation when we were putting out our top 65 list to even challenge to make that list. The Stan Colvin ranking didn't really surprise me. I think he was 44. I'll just mention that I know some scouts who also have him this area as well, but others who have him much later. And the guys that have him much later, they like the player, much like us, but have issues with the size skating combination. Matthew Nyes at 59th overall surprised us. I expect that he is much higher on Bob's next list. Shai Buyum at 89. This was one of the most surprising rankings that we saw on Bob's list. He's a bit raw, but there's a lot of talent there. I remember speaking to one scout way back in October who said to me that he actually thinks by year's end he'll be picked ahead of Morrow. And funny enough, when it came to our list release in April, we've got him quite substantially ranked ahead of Morrow now. And then Alexi Haimasalmi, he wasn't even in Bob's list. We have him as a mid-first rounder. He won the award for best defenseman at the U18 after both our list and Bob's list were released, by the way. So, and to be honest, we're obviously big fans, and although he was good at the U18, we didn't even feel like he played as well there overall as we've seen him play prior to the U18. So those are just a couple quick takeaways, things that jumped out at me. Rankings are opinions, and obviously, you know, opinions vary everywhere, but I wanted to just talk about a few that surprised us a little bit. Staying on the NHL draft, progress on our NHL draft black book is going well. We hope to release it at the end of June and no later than early July if we get delayed a little bit. Talk of the possible prospects event going, you know, scheduled late June or early July could slightly alter our plans, but we are still hoping to stick to our original plan. We've had draft dates around June 24th, you know, in previous years, and we've released our black book around June 7th area. But even with a third week of July draft, we really want to get the PDF version released by the end of June or early July. We still plan on releasing a print edition this season, and barring something unforeseen, we'll get that out as soon as we can following the PDF version release. I'll just note that the 2021 NHL Draft Black Book is currently available for pre-purchase. Like our OHL and Q draft publications, it has special COVID pricing this year. We've updated it already to include an early profile, and we'll actually release another update soon, and we'll just add another profile. The black book will look much like it has for those of you who have purchased previously. It'll look much like it has, especially these past two seasons, with the format we've used for player profile setup and all that good stuff. So I think that's about it for today. I'm actually going to get back to some black book work here, but hope everybody is doing well in this very, very interesting draft season. And as we are early in the NHL playoffs and progress through that, and the world champions showing up, starting up soon with some draft prospects competing in that as well. So that's always a plus. And that'll be it for today. We'll wrap this up. Take care, everybody. And thanks to all our members for supporting us.